We serve about 30 different stations around the state. We've got 8 newscasts a day, and they're 3 minutes long each, but each one has a minute worth of commercial in it. So instead of me asking a lot of questions, what I like to do is I'll record everything, just have you tell us the most important thing you want our listeners to know. If you can have some Montana statistics, that's great. If not, use Montana in a sentence, if you would, for relatability. But I just let it to you and do some editing and write a story around it and put it in one or two of our newscasts for you. I just let you go anytime. What's the most important thing you want our listeners to know, sir?
Most important thing we have going on at the American Legion right now, and this is very important for the veterans in Montana, is the initiative called Be the One. And Be the One is a suicide awareness initiative. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to break the stigma of a veteran stepping forward and asking for help. So what we're doing is we're having our Legion posts become resource centers for veterans at risk. And what we'd like to happen is our Legionnaires, it's currently being done, Legionnaires or veterans or members of the community, contact a veteran that they believe is at risk and open a conversation with them just to let them build some trust between themselves and see if we can get the veteran to open up and let us know what's going on. And once we identify that veteran at risk, we'd like to use all the local resources in the community surrounding that Legion post to see if they can get immediate help for the veteran, because a lot of times the VA may not have an immediate appointment available for that veteran, and we feel it's critical to get that help within the community. And if we can get that done, that's a huge step in the right direction. And you know, we're not discounting the fact that VA needs to help if the veteran wants that or their private doctors, but our goal here is to save one veteran's life a day. The numbers are staggering. You know, since post 9/11, there's 125,000 veterans have taken their lives, about 6,000 a year. And you hear all kinds of numbers of how many veterans have died every day since then. We're trying not to concentrate on those numbers because, unfortunately, you really can't do anything for them. So if we can identify veterans at risk, including their families. Their families, some of them are hurting worse than the veteran because they don't know how to deal with what's going on. You know, a veteran gets deployed, they seem to be fine when they're gone. They come back and they're not the same anymore, and their family's at a loss also. So we try and get some help for them. So once we identify the resources, get them on the road to recovery, and hopefully save a life, that's what it's all about, one at a time.
Commander, I appreciate it. Thank you. We certainly do need that help around here, too, because, you know, as you know, Montana's got a whole bunch of vets.
Yes, they do. I visited there when I first was elected into office. I visited some post homes there in a VA hospital.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate it, and enjoy your trip up here.
Thanks so much.